Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. Samantha is back on the podcast today. I'm really excited that she is joining me, and we're going to be talking all about Trello. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know I love Trello. Like, it's top two favorite things ever in my business. I've been using it for a long time now. And Samantha is one of my project managers. She also loves Trello. She found me because of Trello, which is like such a fun story. I love that. And she was on the podcast a little bit ago. So we'll make sure that we relink the first episode where we talked about Trello versus Asana and kind of pros and cons of each of those tools. And something that, I mean, as much as we love Trello specifically, I think just in general, having a task management tool is going to be such a game changer for your business. We are partial to Trello for a lot of reasons, and we're going to talk about some of the very specific things about Trello that we love. And because there are so many different things that we could talk about when it comes to Trello, we thought that we'd kind of laser in a little bit today on how Trello just helps simplify the chaos. So we want to share some of our favorite success stories with using Trello for our business. Samantha was, or she is a realtor. So she also has some like some success within that and like using it with her real estate clients, as well as now using it inside of the KS agency. I also use Trello personally, as well as I've used it in multiple different businesses. So we just want to talk about just kind of a more of a generalized approach of how does Trello simplify the chaos in your life? It's February. Maybe the year started off really chaotic. I know it did for me. So it just sometimes it happens that way. And so if it started off really chaotic for you too, then maybe this can be a nice little refresh of something that you can set up in your business to just get, you know, get your business back on track the way that you want it to be. So I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to let Samantha actually like jump in and start talking about how she first started using Trello and some of her story with Trello.
Yeah. So like many others, I started solo in Trello. I was building my real estate business and I started to find sticky notes everywhere. I was using so many calendars. Papers were stacking up, so I knew I needed a tool to put it all together. Enter Trello. For my business side, I created a client pipeline and then I created a marketing calendar. And with those two boards, you can run a business in Trello. For my personal side, I still use your My Week planner template today. I love having a list for each day of the week for all the things. What to bring to book club, that dentist appointment I need to schedule, my grocery list for the week, literally everything so nothing falls through the cracks. How did you start using Trello, Kat?
I started using Trello back in like 2016, 2017. I was actually doing a one-on-one coaching. I had like hired a business coach and she was the one that first introduced me to Trello. She had just started using it to streamline some of the systems in her business and I was immediately obsessed with it. Like it was like I left that session and anything that I could make a Trello board, I made it into a Trello board. Like I just loved it. And I started watching YouTube videos to learn even more about Trello. At that time, I was wedding planning and I was hosting a conference. And so I was using it client-facing for project management with weddings, but then I was also using it on the back end to organize our conference. And then similarly to what you said, Samantha, of like the marketing calendar, you know, like having a board for marketing. That's when I created the My Week Trello template. So we can make sure that we link that for you guys. That's like a free Trello template that we offer. And same for you. Like I use that for everything. I stopped using a paper planner and I just started putting everything in Trello. So between Google Calendar and Trello, it's all there for me.
Love that. It's so great. I think having multiple tools work with Trello is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about on the business side, since I know that most people listening to this podcast, if not all of them, have a business. So if you're thinking about using Trello, we definitely want to get you, you know, using Trello on the business side. So you mentioned your client pipeline and then the marketing calendar. And like, I completely agree. Those are two boards that like, if you have them, you could just run your whole business. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you use those boards.
Yeah. So for my client pipeline, it's essentially knowing where everyone's at in the process. When you're doing a service business, there's so many different things happening. And then with different clients, you need to know where they're falling in that pipeline. So that was super helpful. And then as I evolved that board, I created checklists and custom fields and all those different fun Trello features that really just created a system that was essentially a CRM that I was able to use for my business. And the marketing calendar is very similar to what we create for our clients. So whatever form you are doing in content, blogs, YouTube, podcasts, whatever it is, having a workflow for that platform to then just rinse and repeat each week.
I love that. I remember years ago when I was wedding planning and I got to a point with all of my clients that I couldn't remember where each client was. And like, I always thought like, I'm so good at it. Like, I'm so good at remembering like this bride needs this and this mother of the bride wants this. And like my mental capacity, just as the business grew, I didn't have it anymore. I needed to write things down. And so having that client pipeline, I'm sure for you was so helpful. For me on the same thing with weddings, it was also helpful. And even now with the agency, like, yes, we have various boards for different client projects, but like we also created the project manager board last year as like a hub for all the Q1 launches, all the, you know, whatever it is that we need like in one spot so we can have that high level view.
Yeah. You can only hold so much information in your brain. So you have to put it somewhere and it might as well be organized and fun.
Yes, absolutely. So we talked about those two boards. Are there other boards that you would say are like some of your favorites that you enjoy like creating with our clients?
Yeah. So I love working with our clients and our team in Trello. There are two main boards that we create for each client. We create a projects board and then we create a content board if we are involved in their content workflows. I think content boards are my favorite because I love a good workflow and there's so much to be done in the content world. Planning, writing, graphic design, scheduling, there's so many things, but having a workflow in place for all of your content platforms helps everyone stay on the same page and meet the deadlines. And we really utilize the comment section in the cards in Trello on the content board. So we're able to communicate, go back and forth, proofread, fix any links, any errors, get more feedback from our clients. So being able to use those comments as communication is so powerful.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's nice to keep all of that conversation right there on the card. And then you're not having to wonder like, where did we talk about that? Like, was that in an email or in Voxer? It's like, no, let's streamline even the communication aspect of the to-dos that we're working on. So it's all right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. And it helps too in the project boards, which is a super powerful tool to not only plan a project, but also execute it. The smallest projects can have a ton of tasks. For example, we recently did a cold subscriber campaign, which you might think, yeah, that's easy. Let's do it. But there's emails, there's trigger links, there's thank you pages, there's tags, there's so many things. But Trello can hold every small task to complete a big project. And you can assign people the tasks, you can add due dates. So you really have a full scope of the project. It's so helpful.
Yeah. And it, like you said, it keeps us organized with what have we done? Because I mean, in a perfect world, you could sit down and just, let's just do this whole project in the next 3 hours, you know, but like, that's not the reality. Like we're usually doing it a little bit over time. So then we can go back and remember like, oh, that's right. I already made the thank you pages, but I haven't done the link trigger yet or wherever you are in the process, you can be reminded with that checklist.
Exactly. And we like to break down our project boards into 30, 60, 90 day goals on the project board. So that way everyone has their to-dos. We know what projects in the pipeline. We're able to see what launches or sales are coming up. And it's just really helpful if our client decides to make a change, we can just drag and drop. Like we can just adjust inside the project board. And some of our clients really love to work in these boards with us, which is really helpful because, we get to have more feedback and that communication. And even some of our clients, we create a list just for them. So anything that we have review to do, we throw on that list and they can literally just log into Trello, go to the project board, go to their list and start working.
I love it. I love it. I'm all about just streamlining that communication and that organization. And Trello, especially if you're not familiar with it, can feel overwhelming because it does have, there are a lot of things you can do with Trello. And so I love that we can just create that to-do list for clients where it's you don't have to get distracted with all of the other things. You can just go to this one list. So even if you're listening to this and maybe you have a VA that you think man, I need to empower her a little bit more to kind of manage me inside of Trello, do it, work with your team so that it can all work cohesively together. We manage our visionaries a lot. So we're, really stepping into that role. And I think that if you're, listening to this and you're not at a point to bring on an agency or hire an integrator, if you already have some people on your team, you could lean into their strengths. Or if it really is you, solopreneur, we do have some Trello templates available to help get you started. There's so many YouTube videos. We're actually kind of revitalizing our own YouTube channel with some additional trainings and tutorials on some of these tech and tools to be a resource for you guys. Because I know when you are a solopreneur and you're bootstrapping a lot of that stuff on your own, it can feel overwhelming. And so we'll make sure that we link that in the description of this episode in case those would be helpful. Samantha's also our go-to for setting up Trello boards for clients. We've had people jump on to a roadmap call or do a VIP day and just work with Samantha to completely streamline their whole business. And she's creating so many different Trello boards and all of these fun plugins and all the things. So she's definitely your girl too if you want some of that one-on-one custom approach to having somebody set all of that up for you and then send you some videos and train you on how to use it moving forward.
Yeah, I think those VIP days and the roadmaps are so helpful, especially if you are trying to streamline all of your project management systems. I helped a group and we created essentially that client pipeline because they needed to see where they're at in the process. And they had so many different clients that they were working with. It does get overwhelming to remember what they need, where they're at. So we ended up putting together, 5 or 6 different templates. That way they can use and have all their different team members in. We even were able to train them. This is how you can communicate to overall bring everything together and work harmoniously with a team together inside of Trello.
Yeah, love it. It really is such a game changer when you take the time to either learn the system yourself or outsource and bring somebody in like how Samantha did and streamline that. So I think either one is a great option. I know an example of this is not a Trello example, but just of a situation where I had to do this. My own brand was using Dubsado. I've used Dubsado for years. So I knew certain things, but I didn't know everything. And even to this day, I don't know everything, but I got to a point where I needed some more help. I didn't have the time to bootstrap it anymore. And so I reached out and hired somebody to do essentially a VIP day in Dubsado for me and streamline and set up the back end of my Dubsado the exact way that I wanted it, teach me what to troubleshoot if things broke. And there we go, and it was wonderful to just use that investment to get it all set up. And so I feel it's a similar situation with Trello. It could potentially be a new system if you're not used to using it. So either dedicate some time, pick a month, say the month of March, you're going to learn, X, Y, and Z about Trello. And by the end of the month, you're going to have implemented 2 boards or something like that. Give yourself a deadline like that. Or say, you know what? I don't have the capacity to learn this, but I know I need to use something like this. Let me see if I have a budget in my, in my business where I could invest in a roadmap or a VIP day and get somebody to do it for me. So I just feel like it could be so helpful to, get it all set up and whichever direction you go in, either one is going to, it's going to change your business this year. I absolutely know it will. It changed my business in 2016 and I've never gone back. So here we go. So since I've used it for so long, there's some things that I feel are definitely my fave features. One of them is we pay for Trello now. When I first started using it, I used the free plan. But since we pay for it now, we have the calendar view, which I love being able to see the calendar view. And I didn't think that I was going to love it that much because I use Google Calendar. So I was like, no, I can like see things in Google Calendar. But specifically the marketing board, being able to click that one over to calendar view and see here's all of our Thursday podcasts. Here's when we're doing any additional promotions. Here's book club, like anything that we need to, you know, put out on the calendar. I love seeing the calendar view.
Yeah, it's been really interesting this year learning those new features with the upgraded Trello plan. And there are so many. And I do think the calendar is one of my favorites too.
So tell me then some of your favorites outside of calendar.
Yeah, obviously I love everything about Trello. But I do really love how flexible it is. I love that Trello can be on my desktop. I really like the mobile app. So I can catch up on Trello comments in the coffee line. Like really, you can use it anywhere. So that's really great. Another thing that I really like is the checklist feature. You can have a checklist for literally anything, your entire YouTube creation workflow, your daily habit trackers. I'm trying to hit 10,000 steps a day and I track that in Trello. Even more things like home projects, honey-do list, you name it, it can be a checklist. So I love a good checklist. And I've already talked about this, but the comment section, I love it solo because I can send comments to myself like, okay, you purchased the book club book, but now you need to plan what dish you're going to bring to the next meeting. So little things like that to myself. And then also with the team, it's so great because you can ask those questions, send those updates, and just move the needle on the project in Trello.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also love all of those features that you said. I know, of course, we've talked a lot about how we use it for the business, but even personally, when we were building our home, I had a new home Trello board. And that there was, guys, oh my goodness, I feel like there's just a whole nother life episode on like all the things I learned when I was building a home. And we built our forever home. So the plan is to never do it again. And it's kind of sad that I like learned all of these things to only do it like one time. But anyway, there were so many moving pieces, so many things when we were building our house. And I used a Trello board to help me organize everything from, you know, talking with our contractor and like various to-dos and like things he needed us to make decisions on to give myself due dates. So then I would get that notification and get flagged like, oh, had Matt and I picked out that fixture yet? Or what was this other, you know, permit that we needed to submit and then work with the county on because of our land? Just, oh my goodness, so many things that it was really helpful to have a full Trello board to organize that whole list, be able to leave notes, be able to link websites, upload images, my Google Doc, like our budget spreadsheet, you name it, we put it on that Trello board to the point, y'all, where like I haven't deleted that board yet. And we've been in our house now for a year and a half because it just feels like, oh, this was such a huge part of my life. Like it has to just stay here for a really long time. So there's so many different ways that you can use Trello. That is just like another personal example I wanted to share on top of all the business things. Yeah. Yeah. Like Samantha mentioned, we will link the My Week Trello template in case you are new to Trello and you want to try out the My Week Trello template. That is definitely a great like first step is to start streamlining what you're doing on a weekly basis inside of Trello. And then you could grow from there into content boards, project boards, client pipelines, like all sorts of other things. We do have a Trello template bundle in our shop. So I'll link that as well in case you have the capacity to do a little bit of DIY on your own. And again, like make a kind of a March project to get two boards set up by the end of the month. And then of course I'll link our roadmap VIP day options if you would like a little bit more of kind of like a white glove service to set all of that up for you and then get trained fully on how to do it. Samantha would definitely be the one to kind of walk. She's like taught me so much about Trello. I love it, but she's like learned so many plugins and like all sorts of fun stuff in there. So we'll link that too for you guys. But okay, last thing while we wrap up, Samantha, any like final tip or something, just some fun fact to share about Trello to like wrap up our episode today?
Yeah, I would suggest to start small so you don't get overwhelmed. You don't need all the Trello whistles and bells. Like, start with one list, one card, one checklist, get a template. That's always super helpful. And just have fun with it. And just know that it will change. I've had so many workflows that I've updated, redid it again, and it's just a continued ever-evolving process. So don't get overwhelmed. Don't get too in the weeds, and just know it can change.
Absolutely. I love it. The point of this is to simplify the chaos, not add more chaos to your plate. So great advice. Thank you, Samantha. Thanks for joining today. I'm so glad that you could jump back on. All right. We will see you guys in the next episode.